Okay, in this lesson, we're going to talk about a piece of information that not a lot of people know. It's around the topic of Amazon SEO. And that could be really scary if you don't know anything about SEO or you feel like it's like, oh my God, this is going to be a huge spreadsheet of numbers. And while Google SEO is pretty difficult, I think Amazon SEO is much more straightforward. And it's easier for an author like me to understand without having to get into the crazy math and always changing trends of keywords and DR rankings and all these nuts backlinking strategies, Dufol, all the nonsense that comes with Google SEO kind of goes out the door here. So we're going to talk about getting discovered in Amazon natively for free before we step into this Amazon ads piece. Tim, let me hit you real quick. What excites you about this topic?
All right, what excites me, Todd, is that SEO is normally a difficult thing to understand. I'm going to break it down even simpler than what Todd gave you. So, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it was invented when Google came out and became a product that we all used. And what do we use Google for? We used it to find websites that are related to something that we want to know about. So, even today, we ask Google questions. Or we type in things that we're looking for, might be people, places, books, etc. And then Google very quickly gives us the answers to our search. And so if you're a business or a person and you want to show up in a Google search, you need to optimize your website for the things that people are searching for. So if you want to be found for a particular book title, you've got to basically tell Google that this is the book, it's on your website, and that it should show you at the top, because if you're not at the top of the search, then most people are not going to find you. Now, what blew my mind was I didn't know that this whole search engine optimization and getting found on Google also applied to Amazon, but it does. It's referred to in circles and in these private writer communities as Amazon SEO. There's no course that I've seen on it, there's no articles I've seen on it. It's sort of a if you know, then you know, wink, wink type thing. And so Todd is someone that has mastered this. And the reason why SEO matters is because it doesn't cost you any money to implement it. That's not the hard part. The hard part is how do you actually do it? And nobody knows. So we're going to show you that so that you're less reliant on ads and you can get that nice little boost from day one by optimizing your book for SEO, which simply means optimizing it to be found for the right searches of people that actually want to buy your book. So, Todd, that's my simplistic view.
Bingo. I love it. Let's get right into it then. So, we talked about this. When you think about search engines, you obviously think of Google, but Amazon has its own search engine. And if you look at the top of the page, that's exactly what that is. When you type something in the box, Amazon has to give you something back. And that's what's called the search engine. It's chugging through its data, looking for the thing that you might be looking for. And so the question is, how does Amazon decide what to show you when you type something into the search? And there are several factors here. We'll just go over them really quickly. The first thing is the title and the subtitle. If someone types in the creative's curse to Amazon, my book is going to come up first. It'll be bright and shiny on the top of the page. If someone types in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone or Philosopher's Stone, if you're across the pond, that book is going to come up first. Duh, easy, makes sense. The second thing it looks at is KDP keyword metadata. And that's what we've looked at in the other lesson when we set up our KDP account. It's that information on the first page, your keywords that you put in that most people never think about. And it's obviously also looking for the author name at this point. The next thing it looks for is verified reviews. So Amazon lives and dies on its reviews. That was one of the features they had way back in the late 90s that other websites didn't really have. And they forged ahead with this review thing, really making it like the most common feature on the internet. We want to see reviews now. That's how we look for information. That's how we judge products. Next, it looks for the Amazon bestseller ranking. So there is some data, and now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of it. There is some data that shows Amazon wants to show you a book that's selling well as opposed to a book that's not selling very well. Even if all of those top three things are identical, Amazon will give you the one that's selling better. Why? Because it's more likely that you'll buy it, which means it's more likely that they will make a check. And then finally is regular reviews. Now, Tim, I just realized I didn't explain this very well. A verified review is you are on Amazon, you made the purchase, you bought a book, Amazon has tracked that purchase to your account, and now you've gone back in and left a review. So it can tie the purchase to the product. A regular review, and this is more common than you think, maybe I buy Tim's book on his website, but I still want to leave him a review on Amazon because it'll help his rankings. If I do that, it's then going to be a regular review. And it is the same thing on the surface, but it holds a little less weight when it comes to Amazon's search engine results. So, clear example here, if I type my book in, I'm going to show up as the very first result. Piece of cake. That's the easiest problem for Amazon to solve. If someone's looking for something specific, it can easily find that in the database and give it to them. But if you're not looking for something specific, this is where it gets interesting. If you type something into Amazon like book for creative people, or book about trading, or book about Bitcoin, or just Bitcoin book, there are a lot of variations you could use. How does Amazon decide what to do? It has to go through all of those factors that we talked about above. And if it can't find a title, it's going to start searching through how you set up your book to go, okay, let's look under the hood here. Like, let's look at this metadata and see what's showing up. Let's see if they might want this book. Okay, let's see if it's selling. Let's see if it has reviews. And it goes through this whole process to understand what it should give the buyer, the reader, at any specific time. Let's look at an example of that. At the top of the page here, you see that I've searched book for creative people. And that's a pretty common search if you're looking for a gift, maybe, or you're not sure exactly what you want. If you're a creative person and you want something to read, yeah, of course you'd do that. I want to point out, Tim, that the top two results here are both advertisements, which annoys the heck out of me as the person who is supposed to be ranking number one for this search, which is why I like to layer the ad strategy on top of the native kind of SEO search strategy, because how good does it look if I show up here and here? That happens sometimes. This particular search was just luck of the draw. But if someone searches this, sees me in a sponsored ad, and then sees me ranking top, they're like, oh yeah, this is probably the book. Another search. Book for highly creative people. What if I change that just a little bit? Again, ads. But then past that, there's me again. And if you're sharp, you're noticing these words are showing up right here, and this is my subtitle. There's a lot of thought and research that went behind this, but essentially, I discovered that this phrase right here is something that people look for a lot on Amazon. So when they do that, I'm going to be the one right here. Why am I showing up top? Because I addressed the very first criteria that Amazon looks for when it's searching. I just said, oh, okay, you know what this is? This is a book for highly creative people. And of course, on the back end, I know that's how people are describing this ideal book. That's what they're looking for. And that's a search and a phrasing that they use a lot. So by simply doing a little research, figuring some things out, I was able to change this data, this subtitle, to get more eyeballs on my book. Same thing here. As a bonus layer, probably I would rank number one alone, just with the subtitle, but I have it in my KDP metadata as well. And you may remember this from a couple lessons ago. This is on your first screen in KDP where you're uploading the book. And I literally put this phrase, book for highly creative people, in the metadata. As opposed to what most people do, which is just write creativity, creativity book. It's also motivational. Okay, motivation. And you can see all of these different keywords are ones that I know are less competitive, and therefore I have a much better chance of showing up in that top result for free whenever someone searches for that tag. Depending on your book, you're going to want to look around at Amazon at what's selling. We'll talk about how to do that here in just a minute. But don't forget, you're looking for the changes, and then you're looking for highly searched terms, and then you're going to put them back in that KDP dashboard. And that way, you're not competing for really generic, broad terms. You're going to go ahead and grab those specific terms that people are searching, but the author didn't do the research to show up in that spot. They're not as informed as me and you. They don't have the underground information. So Tim, what are your big takeaways here? I'd love to know. I mean, is this simple enough? Do you think you could figure out how to make these changes and start ranking highly?
Yeah, I think the keywords piece is definitely achievable. I assume we're going to cover the keyword research and how to sort of find what they
Oh
are.
yes.
Thankfully, because I'm sort of here and go, okay, that's great, Todd, but like, do you know a friend of a
Yeah.
friend that told you those keywords? Because I certainly don't.
Oh
And the only other
yes.
takeaway would be just when you hear the sort of metadata, what Todd's talking about is the keywords that we put on that page. So metadata, I like to translate that into like the fields that describe what your book is. So the author name, the subtitle, the title, the description. That's what these tech people like Todd call metadata. I don't love the phrase, but that's what he's talking about. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's simple enough once you get your if you Yeah, I like your description better. Just the information about the book. That's what it is. Under what you told Amazon the book is about is what we're addressing here. Like Tim said, we do have to break down where those keywords come from, and that's where we're going to get into in the next lesson.